forces. They were killed and buried by what Damascus has called armed groups in Jisr al-Shughur. Syria says the unrest is part of a US-Israeli plot to create civil war in the country. The unrest started in the city of Daraa, where pro-reform protests erupted and soon turned violent. Following the protests in Daraa, near the Jordanian border, the Syrian TV aired footage of captured weapons and confessions by people allegedly arrested for opening fire on both the protesters and security forces in the area. The unrest then spilled over into Banias and Talkeh near the Lebanese border. Syria has officially accused Lebanon's March 14th parliamentary faction of sending arms and other hardware to create tension in the region. Damascus also pointed the finger at Lebanon's Future Movement, which is affiliated to the March 14th faction. However, the unrest did not stop in Banias and Talkeh. It soon spread to Idlib and Jisr al-Shughur near the Turkish border. Syrian authorities have also charged that armed groups have smuggled large-caliber weapons into its territory from Turkey. Last week, 120 Syrian forces were killed in what Damascus called an ambush by the armed groups in the Jisr al-Shughur region. There have also been reports that Turkey sought to create a breakaway region in the area similar to Benghazi in Libya.